The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice on vitamins and supplements for a healthier you at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Tweet at Radio Ray RTE, The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Callum Best has left the building. Marty Morrissey.
I'm in.
He's in.
Who is Callum Best?
Who is for Callum God's, Best anyway, for God's sake.
He does look like me though, in fairness.
He does. You know? You give him a right run for his money.
Absolutely.
That sort of checkered suit that he had on, the waistcoat.
Yeah,
and
very dashing,
listen,
I have to say.
You
yeah.
knock it out of the park, Mark.
Wait till you see me on Sunday, I'm going to have exactly the same jacket.
Listen, well, you're mad into your fashion, though.
Oh, I love my fashion.
You do.
Absolutely.
You do.
Oh, no, I think it's always nice to look as good as you can. I'm not brilliant at it, but I try to, you know. I look around and see what's happening and what's the latest trends and say, for it.
Dancing with the Stars, I was like, what is Marty wearing this week? I was like, because it was like you were kind of, it was dashing and it was bright and it was great.
Dancing
bit
with
of crack.
The Stars is just fantastic. Great
did
experience.
You love it?
I loved it.
Oh, look, we'll talk Dancing with the Stars. We are actually here to talk because there is a massive weekend of sport ahead.
Yes.
The big All-Ireland football semi-finals are taking place Saturday and Sunday. With a weekend like that, I mean, how frazzled is your head? Because you're doing two big games, you have all the players' names, you're doing radio commentary tomorrow, TV, it's a lot going on.
But to be fair, I'm part of the team. I'm only a small cog in the whole overall machine.
You're a big cog.
But tomorrow's busy. Yesterday's radio, and then Sunday I'm doing sideline on the Kerry Tyrone game.
Yes.
And then the following week is back to TV commentary, which is
and
a lovely
mix. And then you have
the
Marty squad, which is of course 6 o'clock on the radio. One.
Yes, Marty squad is. I'm enjoying that. That's great fun. And we meet the people, and we have the fans, and we have the analysts, and we have a bit of crack, and we've Brenda, and we've Damien. So it's a lovely cocktail, which I really do love on a Sunday evening, and it's kind of almost like relief at the end of what has been a hectic day. But
so in terms when do you have your weekend at this time of the year? Like, do you take like a Tuesday or a
Monday is usually good if I can, but sometimes it's not. I mean, this week I've been to Thurles for Camogie quarterfinals. Sunday I was in Omagh. Monday I was in Killarney. Tuesday I was, where was I Tuesday? I was in Thurles, Horse and Jockey. Wednesday was with James Horan in Mayo and Castlebar and Ballyhaunas. And Thursday I was in Kilkenny.
You have your favourite garage stops along the way. When I'm doing Operation Transformation, like, I know where I go to stop to fill up for petrol.
Yes.
Where I go to get like the salad or the sandwich, where I'm going to get.
And I am such a saddo. What I actually have is my favourite ice cream spot.
Yes.
And I mean, now that I've met Callum Best, I want to look like Callum Best. So the ice cream cones are going to disappear for the winter months. But it just kind of, I've become friends with various people in various parts of the country, and I call in and we have whatever tea or we have an ice cream or we have a drink, whatever it is.
I have to give a special shout out to the lads in Junction 14 and the service station there. I stop there very, very regularly.
Yes,
and
so do I.
And the service is always, the staff are always amazing.
Yes, and you get such a warm welcome.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, and that's true in so many places. Moneygall as well, Barack Obama Plaza is another spot that I'm inclined to call into as well. So they're all over the country, and there's garages in Port Leash.
I don't know if you heard, we're having John Creedon in after the show or after the break, and he is talking about Irish place names and the history of Irish place names and where they came from. You probably, as much as him, have been to the four corners of Ireland. And
I pretty well know most parts of Ireland now. Do you know what? All we need is a little bit of sunshine. We have a fantastic country.
Yes.
And we have a personality, I think, more than other countries. You know, we have a warmth and we have a bit of character. And I know we love our sport. We love a laugh. We love a bit of slagging.
Yes.
We should do more of it.
Yes.
Because there's kind of a gloom around the place, which is not great. But to be honest with you, you know, it's the people that makes this great little country of ours. So,
Your favourite Irish place name or...
Have I got my favourite? Gosh, that's a hard question now.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, I hadn't thought of that now. But there are parts of Donegal like Guidor.
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 Yeah.
You know, Belturbet in Mayo. God, there's so many. I mean, Rory Nishtig in Kilkenny, Eddie Care Country. I love that little village.
Inishdeag, it is beautiful.
I love that.
Absolutely. Greignamana is beautiful there as well.
Yeah.
Greignamana is a gorgeous part of the world.
Lovely parts of the country that you'd. And I often stop. I just want to stop because and savour the moment.
Yeah.
You know, because I travel a lot, unfortunately, on my own because of the job and everything else. But I'd be very, very proud of our country.
You clock up a fair few miles. So take us through, as I said, it's the semi final this weekend, taking place on both Saturday and Sunday. Take us through.
It's an amazing weekend. I mean, Mayo are just remarkable from the point of view of where they are. I mean, they have now travelled in this championship to two different continents. They have had to use three different currencies. They've played in four different provinces. They've played seven games in 8 weeks. And here they are, still standing.
Still standing.
I mean, that is in itself
remarkable.
That's
what everybody says about Mayo. Still standing.
I remember May 5th, I think it was May 6th, Mayo were playing New York, and I was in New York covering it for radio. And we were doing a little bit of news filming as well, just to kind of around it. And the Twitter, there was a tweet went out by John Madden, I think, former Mayo goalkeeper. Mayo people all meet in Times Square. So I said, God, that'd be a lovely picture for our news. So I went down and the place was mobbed. And I was surprised that Times Square was kind of, you know where you get the tickets for the plays and everything? That was all closed off and there was cops everywhere. But I didn't realise until I was commentating with Pat Donoghue the following day that he's a detective in Manhattan. He says, do you know what happened yesterday, Marty? He says, we got a call. There is a riot developing in Times Square and they're all wearing green and red. Where are they from? And Pat was called in as an Irish-American and said, that's not a riot, that's the Mayo crowd. And they're all singing the green and red of Mayo. So it was kind of little stories and anecdotes. That was just part of it. But Dublin then, on the other hand, what a team. What a remarkable team. Yeah. I mean, they are on the verge of greatness. They are, 140, 150 minutes away from being crowned the best team ever.
Yes.
Five in a row.
Five
never
in a
been
row.
Done.
Yeah.
Seamus Darby denied Kerry in 1982 with that late goal when he beat the brilliant Charlie Nelligan with an absolute fantastic goal. Now we wonder what's going to happen. You know, the tension is now mounting because they glided through Leinster. And here they are facing the old enemy in Mayo. Because Mayo...
There's a long rivalry there.
I mean,
and can they do it? I mean, can they stop the Dubs?
I think they can. Genuinely, I think. I think that everything would have to go well for them. But I was doing a news piece preview for tonight, or last night it was, and like when you see what Mayo had two own goals in a match. Mm. You know, Colin Boyle accidentally hit his foot off, went off the foot of Kevin McLaughlin, no matter how many hours and years you play, that kind of flukiness doesn't happen.
Yes.
But it did happen. And Mayo have been a little bit unlucky. Now, whether they're able, you know, Dublin are now playing on a different plateau, whether Mayo can step up to the plate, having gone through what I just described, which has been an amazing journey since May to tomorrow. 82,300, sold out, All-Ireland semi-final. It's remarkable.
Yes.
It really is.
And Sunday we have Kerry and Tyrone, so I can't let you go before giving us an insider's guide on that.
As I describe it, I think it's on the news piece tonight, this is a battle between experience of Tyrone and youthful exuberance of Kerry. Mm. Because Tyrone were All-Ireland finalists last year and they've come through the back door again. Kerry have a new young side emerging around the likes of David Clifford and Sean O'Shea. They have a new manager who I think will prove to be a very good manager in Peter Keane, and you put all that together and you have, like, everybody would want to see Mayo win in All-Ireland. Everybody wants to see Dublin and Kerry in All-Ireland final.
Yes.
Everybody wants to see Tyrone. Can they get one? There are so many chapters and so many, every time you turn a page, you just don't know what's going to happen. So it's a brilliant, brilliant weekend. Mm. And we're all looking forward to it. And could I predict what will it be? I really, honest to God, Catherine, I do not know.
Well, somebody wants to know, did Tyrone choose an easy way to the final? Like, would they prefer to play Kerry than Mayo?
I don't know. I mean, certainly last Sunday I was doing the commentary with Oisín McConville and it was surreal. It was kind of a bizarre kind of an experience. It was like a challenge match with 15,000 being covered live on television. But neither side, Dublin and Tyrone probably figured, you know, we might be facing each other again in the final, and they didn't want to show their hand. It's kind of a weakness in the Super 8s system, and I think if the Super 8s going to continue on, this flaw needs to be rectified because it's not good enough to have it last Sunday. So I don't think it was deliberate, but I think I don't think they wanted to play. I think that what they wanted Tyrone and Dublin was not to show their hand to each other.
Because
Mickey Hart and Jim Gavin would obviously have huge respect for each other.
Yes.
So, what way it turns out, I don't know.
What's your heart telling you? Who's going to be?
My
who's
heart
gonna be in the final?
Is telling me, in all honesty, probably Dublin and Tyrone. I think Dublin will be will be hard to stop. They've looked at the form team. If anybody's going to stop them, I think it's going to be Mayo, to be honest with you. Mm. And I think Kerry are in about 2 years. They will be there. This Kerry team are going to be brilliant, Catherine. Mm. But it's going to take about 2 years for them to develop.
Okay.
So I put your money then on Mayo and Kerry as a result of what I just said. That they'll be the All-Ireland finalists.
Well, I tell you, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I was talking to Alexandra Burke during...
I saw her on the way in, actually.
Yeah,
yes,
and she's talking about gargling salt and she has to rest her voice and she has to mind her voice. You need to do the same as
Absolutely.
With that amount of commentary.
Yeah.
Do you gargle lemon or salt?
No, I'm not very good at it. I actually don't go out on a Saturday night is usually what I stay in. But I was commentating with John Milan on the radio last Sunday or Sunday week, and then I went to the Galway races for the crack and everything else, and so I'm still suffering with a slight head cold. So I'm going to be very good tonight and stay in.
Okay, somebody has texted Marty, Belturbet in Cavan, Belmullet in Mayo.
Belmullet, that's what I meant. Yes, we got that wrong.
Anyway, yeah.
My jog
we'll forgive
bit,
you that. We
thank you,
it.
Yes, yes.
Marty Marcy, always a pleasure. Great to see you.
And by the way, since I'm here, congratulations on your forthcoming wedding.
Thank you.
You only have a little bit of time to go and elope with me now at this stage, you know, so the clock is ticking.
Well, if he put the bins out this morning, he's still in.
Is he right? All right, he's still number one. Anyway,
Anish,
best of luck.
Thanks a million. Anish Toshe and I'm the Priyavsh Gaelton and Nuagdala Kieran O'Farta.